Mondays on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network is brought to you by BetMGM. Visit BetMGM.com and remember to download the BetMGM mobile app today.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network, broadcasting live all across the great state of Michigan and in Northwest Ohio as well. From Traverse City down to Toledo, from Grand Rapids across to Detroit, we appreciate you for making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning here on X's and Bros. Danica Halen, Ryan Elke, and Anthony Bellino all coming to you this morning. Text the keyword sports radio to 21000, sports radio to 21000. Meijer Supercenter guest line 313-396-5527, 313-396-5527. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros. And of course, good morning to our television audience as well on Comcast Channel 900 and on BCSN. Find our podcast, listen back to anything you may have missed on demand by visiting our SoundCloud, Google, Apple, Spotify, and iHeartRadio app pages. Plus, you can listen online all the time, MichiganSportsNetwork.com. MichiganSportsNetwork.com. Find us individually on Twitter. Dan is at Dan in the Studio. Ryan is at Ryan L underscore Key. And I am at AC Bellino. And folks, there's something that's happening on the other side of the pond that to you, it may not matter. It's crazy, but there are teams that are trying to break out and create their own league. The European Super League, a 12-team league that includes 6 teams from England, 3 teams from Italy, 3 teams from Spain. No French or German teams, which you're not a super league unless you have Bayern Munich in there, because they're a super team, the German Giants. And you would think you'd want Paris Saint-Germain. That's French for Paris Saint-Germain. But right now, this is all happening in real time. But UEFA's executive committee, responding to the threat of the breakaway of this European Super League, they unanimously voted to sanction this new look 36-team Champions League. So its present format is 32 teams, and they're going to reshape the tournament due to commence at the start of the 24-25 season. So the change will see each club play 10 group games rather than 6 before advancing to a 16-team knockout system in the second half of the season. They're just trying to expand a little bit. UEFA and FIFA are both looking at throwing down some sanctions, if you will, to ban these clubs and their players from international play, from any of their cups, this European Super League. You know, I don't think it's a good choice. I don't live over there, though, so I have real, you know, outside of me being an American, watching games on television, playing the FIFA video game, you know, it doesn't matter to me if, you know, Brighton or West Brom or, you know, whomever, you know, they can't play with Manchester United. Well, they don't have the money to compete with Manchester United. So it's very rare that Crystal Palace, as they won the Premier League a couple of years ago, very, very rare that that's ever going to happen again. Like, it's wild that that happened even in the first place. Like, the odds of that happening were so slim that Crystal Palace, but they had a magical year. I like the way that Europe has it set up right now, that everybody has their professional leagues. There's a relegation system within that, and the bottom 3 teams get relegated and sent down to the second league, and then you got to finish in the top 3 to get back into the Premier League. I think that's a great idea. I would love to see that happen in college football. Like, I would love to see the Power 5 and their group of 5 affiliates based on geographic region. I would love to see the bottom 3 teams of the Big Ten get sent to the Mid-American Conference and the top 3 teams of the MAC get sent to the Big Ten. I'd love to see that. That would be awesome. Are you kidding me? How cool would it be? What a boost financially for the Mid-American Conference schools. Maybe have an opportunity to, you know, try to level the playing field maybe just a little bit. Not a lot, but maybe a little bit in terms of recruiting. You're a 4-star guy, 3-star guy, kind of a fringe type of guy. Might not see any time down at Ohio State. Might not see any time at Michigan or Michigan State until your junior season, or walk in the doors at an Eastern Michigan, at a Toledo, at a Western, and be able to play right away. If you had relegation in college football, the exposure for these schools would grow tremendously, because let's face it. Like, what if you had, you know, Northwestern against Northern Illinois on Fox at noon? Like, you can't get that type of exposure if you're the MAC. The only time you get on the national, you know, screen is if you have won a big time game You know, so if you're at Bowling Green traveling down to the Shoe to take on Ohio State and it's an ESPN game at noon or whatever the case may be, but you don't have that on a regular basis. Or you have your midweek matching games that are Wednesday night at 8 o'clock in the evening. And it's brutal for the home team. Brutal. Especially when it's cold. So the idea and the way that things are set up over there in Europe, it's a really unique system. They have different cups that they play for in season. Like the Champions League is only for the best club teams in England and Spain, Germany, France, Italy, Russia. Like, it's awesome. It's awesome the way they have it structured. If it's not broke, don't fix it. You know, the fact that some of these powerful clubs want to, you know, break off and do their own thing with only 12 teams, like, what's the point of that? Ridiculous. We also are celebrating a national championship for women's gymnastics at the University of Michigan, becoming just one of seven programs to win a natty in women's gym. So congratulations to the Wolverines with a total score of 198.250, the best score in team history to win the title. That's just awesome. So you have your best score ever as a team. You win the national championship. Congratulations to those ladies. That's awesome. I think the first national title since 2014 on Michigan's campus. So nice way to end that drought there. And a lot of people are probably very upset. You know, we've already gotten the comments. We've already had them come in today about split national titles and the jokes being made, but no jokes to be made there. And also, I want to put this on your radar because you're probably going to see it the rest of the day if you watch national sports television programming at all and any of the talk shows, debate shows, or highlight shows that you may watch, no matter what network it is, FS1, ESPN, whatever the case may be. Zion Williams said he loves playing in New York. And so what Zion Williams did...
Williamson.
What'd I say?
Zion Williams.
Oh, Zion Williamson. What he did was he took kerosene and poured it on a fire. That's what he did. And he said that outside of playing in New Orleans, God bless him, playing for the Pelicans, Zion decided that he would say to the media, he was smiling, giggling. He's a young man. He's a young man having a great time. He said, I played here in college. Now playing here as a pro. It's my second favorite place to play. The New York media. It's going to be Williamson Central. ESPN is going to have Zion watch now for like the next 3 years because he just said that. He has no idea. The young man has no idea what he just did. But, you know, God love him. Young man, just speaking freely. And now all of a sudden, New York media is going to be in a frenzy. It's ridiculous. How about the Yankees, by the way? Did you know they're in last place first time since 1998?
I did, yeah, outright last place, yes.
Yeah, crazy.
Yeah, and they were super classy over the weekend. I believe it was Saturday when they were losing 8-2. Somehow a bunch of their fans in left field got a hold of a bunch of baseballs, and they started throwing them at the players on the field.
Typical New Yorkers.
Just the classiest fans. I just couldn't believe New York Yankees fans would ever act in a way like that.
I love, by the way, when people say class. Can I admit that to you? In the context you're using it, perfectly acceptable. But when rival fan bases are going back and forth and then somebody says, like, oh, you have no class. Like, what? Like Illinois for 3 months over the basketball season? Hilarious. I love it. I get what you're saying. Perfect context there.
Right. I had a few Yankees fans yelling at me on Twitter because I put something out like that. I was like, you know, can't believe the classiest fans in baseball would act like this. You don't know Yankees fans. But it's like, we know Yankees fans. This is Yankees fans.
I'd prefer not to know Yankees fans, right, to be honest with you. Oh, and by the way, Trevor Lawrence, he and his wife, they got wedding gifts and raised more than $11,000 for him to donate to a charity of his choice. So Lawrence wrote back that he and his wife, Marissa, are now going to donate $20,000 to charities in Jacksonville. And that they, quote, hope to be a part of your community soon.
Speaking of,
kind of odd.
Can we talk about that Trevor Lawrence donation after? How is he getting 20 grand to donate to somebody already? Love to hear it.
Here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
We invite you to join the conversation on X's and Bros by dialing up the Meyer guest line. Meyer is the official sponsor of the Detroit Tigers, Red Wings, Lions, Pistons, and the Michigan Sports Network.
Spring is showtime at BetMGM. Baseball is back, and as the weather warms up, the hockey and basketball action gets even hotter. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. It's the perfect time to take a shot at an easy 100 from the King of Sportsbooks. Sign up today using code SHEPBET100 and win $100 in free bets when you place a $1 money line wager on the Pistons or the Cavaliers. And if either team hits a three, you win regardless of your bet's outcome. It's simple and it's easy. No matter what your favorite sport is, BetMGM is always at your fingertips with innovative parlay selection builders, daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and much more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code SHEPBET100 to win $100 in free bets when you wager $1 on the Pistons or the Cavaliers hitting a three. Bet with confidence and turn game day into payday at BetMGM. New customer offer, paid in free bets, must be 21 years or older, Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
This Tuesday, 4:20, go visit the award-winning Shattered Thoughts. At 6 different provisioning centers across Michigan, Shattered Thoughts will be hosting giveaways and offering discounts on their products, including an extra 25% off if you mention this ad. From handcrafted gummies to their talented team, they'll shatter your expectations. Check out Shattered Thoughts Medibles on Instagram for event information, such as product highlights and location details. If you want products that won't let you down, come support your Michigan-based premium medical company, Shattered Thoughts.
COVID-19 vaccinations are available daily at your local Meijer, now for anyone 16 or older. Text COVID to 75049 to register for your free vaccinations at Meijer and get updates to your phone. Please complete only one registration at one location. Additional entries will replace your previous registration and may increase your wait time. You can also talk to your Meijer pharmacist or visit clinic.meijer.com for more information. Remember, text COVID to 75049 to get started.
To BetMGM Monday on X's and Bros across the great state of Michigan on the Michigan Sports Network. Don't forget to download the BetMGM mobile app today and visit the website at BetMGM.com.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danica Hadlin, Ryan Elke, Anthony Bellino all joining you this morning. Text the keyword sports radio to 21000, sports radio to 21000, or call us on the Meijer Supercenter guest line 313-396-5527, 313-396-5527. Great to have you riding along with us, no matter who you are, where you are, or how you may be listening. We appreciate you making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning. All right, folks, and Dan wanted to get into this a little bit. Because he was a little confused on maybe what Trevor Lawrence had going on. And the former Clemson quarterback acknowledged yesterday in a tweet thanking Jaguars fans for purchasing wedding gifts and raising more than $11,000 for him to donate to a charity of his choice. Pretty cool, right? A buddy of mine, Joe Kinsey, he's been on the show. He used to run his own website. He used to go and look at wedding registries and send random wedding gifts to pro athletes all over the place. So Lawrence wrote that he and his wife, Marissa, I don't know what she does for a living, but apparently she's going to be chipping in, will be donating $20,000 to charities in Jacksonville and that they, quote, hope to be a part of your community soon.
Okay, so they haven't done it yet.
No, soon meaning April 29th at perhaps 8 p.m. on ESPN.
That's the thing. Yesterday they had, it was reported that he had donated. So if he hasn't yet, okay. But yeah, when I saw the notification, I was like, oh, so this guy that allegedly hasn't made a dollar on football yet just has 20 grand to donate? So okay, if he hasn't donated yet, that's acceptable. But I mean, it's a little fishy if some guy's got, again, just like all these college athletes or almost pro athletes that roll up, you know, in their Versace and Gucci and all that stuff when they haven't made a dime yet. I don't know how they get all that stuff, Anthony.
They get front of the money from agents. The same way that LeBron was driving a Hummer in high school. You know, your agency will take care of
you. You're not supposed to have an agent when you're in high school, Anthony.
I mean, you're right. You're right. You're not supposed to, but as long as you can prove that the money came from one place, that's all that matters. you know, whether
It was that McDonald's bag or not.
Man, like the guys who get brand new cars and then like post pictures with them, it's just like you couldn't. I mean, but hey, you know, it is what it is. Like you're playing the sport, you have value. You have value that other kids don't. So, you know, welcome to the. I mean, this has been going on for years. I have a question for you though. That is football and draft related. Real quick, do you know the name Alex Leatherwood?
Yes, tackle from Alabama. Correct.
Yeah, 6'4", 312, listed as a tackle in the Athletic's giant jumbo draft guide. He was put into the guards. He was put in with offensive guards, and actually the third ranked offensive guard behind just in front of Jalen Mayfield and Wyatt Davis of Ohio State. And Leatherwood, who is physically terrifying to look at, like dude is huge, right? Number three offensive guard. Jalen Mayfield out of Michigan, number four offensive guard. Wyatt Davis out of Ohio State, Deontay Brown out of Alabama. Like there are some really good offensive linemen that the Lions might be able to add throughout this draft if Sewell isn't available at that first round selection at number seven. So just there are some. I mean, when you look at Leatherwood, he's a unanimous first team All American selection. Like that's a big boy. That's a big boy right there. And the fact that there's some serious talent out there in the offensive line. Guys are getting bigger. Guys are getting stronger. They're getting more athletic, right? They're not, you know, you're not just like, you know, pounding a bunch of McDonald's and standing there. Like the guys got to be, everybody's moving fast out there nowadays. Everybody is. And there might be some diamond in the rough type of offensive lineman that if you can't get Sewell at number seven, don't get discouraged. Or if you trade back and you don't get them, don't get discouraged, because they might be able to add something, especially at the guard position, depending on where you're going to move, you know, Jonah Jackson. But you do want to add somebody there at the offensive line at some point. But there are some quality talents that are available if they do not land the number one name in the draft. Just throwing that out there as well. Want to talk a little Detroit Pistons as well. This team, you know, taking on the Cleveland Cavaliers, going to be severely shorthanded this evening. They've got four games this week. Tonight against Cleveland at home, they'll travel and hit Dallas on Wednesday, take on Luka Doncic. They'll stick in the great state of Texas, and they will take on San Antonio Thursday and then travel back north and take on the Indiana Pacers and Caris LeVert. How about Caris turning things around? God bless him. Good for him. Putting it all together, says he feels like his conditioning slowly but surely coming back, and he's feeling good, you know, after everything that he went through about, you know, the MRI and, you know, having to undergo surgery, and then here he is, the trade potentially could have saved his life. But the end of the season is coming, folks. It is coming. Like, there are not a whole lot of games left, so I would encourage you, that if you haven't tuned in yet, to tune in. And whether the Pistons are doing this because everybody in their injury report, like, yeah, they have a couple guys listed for rest, and Rod Beard, our good buddy, he was tweeting this out just as far as, you know, what it's going to look like, you know, from the injury perspective for tonight's game taking on the Cleveland Cavaliers. Sekou is going to be out in concussion protocol. Jeremy Grant's got a quad contusion. Corey Joseph has bronchitis. Anybody got time for that? Mason Plumlee and Wayne Ellington are both being rested. Love Mason Plumlee this year. He's been great. Wasn't real high on his contract to begin with. Can't say it enough. Like, that guy, he's been worth every nickel. Dennis Smith Jr.'s got knee soreness. Elbow sprain for Rodney Magruder. I mean, it is just a laundry list of injuries, and that is seven guys that are going to be out of the lineup tonight. So it'll be very interesting to see who the Detroit Pistons will decide to start. Will they go with that really young group they started the other night? But it's very important because the Pistons are 17-40 right now. They trail the Minnesota Timberwolves and Houston Rockets. Both of those teams only have 15 wins. 15-43 for the Timberwolves, who have played one more game than the Houston Rockets at 15-42. And then you have the Detroit Pistons at 17-40. So this is like a race for last place right now. And if that's what they have to do, Jeremy Grant's done incredible things this year. Incredible things. I'm not a fan of, you know, if he's not healthy, quad contusion, what does it mean? I don't know. I'm not going to read into the, you know, they're going to sit him because of that. Guy's still getting paid. Hey, get your rest. Do what you got to do. We'll calm things down here. A very limited roster taken on the Cleveland Cavaliers. Our young guys against theirs. There was a lot of hype around Darius Garland and Colin Sexton to begin the season for this Cleveland Cavaliers team that is 20-36. The Pistons are so close. So close to the Timberwolves right now. I mean, two games away. They've done it in incredible fashion by staying competitive throughout all of this. 72-game season. So if you look at it, what, 57 total games played? Not a whole lot of time left. Not a whole lot of time. 15 games left. Like, getting down to the nitty-gritty here. Hold on to your butts. The tank is officially on. I'll say it now. I've been trying to steer clear of saying the word tank all season. Now kick that thing into overdrive. And it's, you know, for as competitive as they have looked, the teams remain on their schedule. Cleveland, Dallas, San Antonio, Indiana, Atlanta, Dallas again, Charlotte, Orlando. Ugh.
Yeah, and the Kings or the Wolves have a back-to-back with the Kings. So that's probably two wins. I don't know. We'll see. They'll at least split that.
Memphis, Philly, Chicago, Denver, Miami. Like, there's some good teams. Charlotte a couple times. Like, the tank is on, folks. As of today, Monday, April 19th, 419, 419 day. Shout out to our friends in Toledo listening. The tank is on if you're the Pistons. It all starts tonight against Cleveland. Make it look good. Have fun. Let's watch the young kids play. It'll be great. Sadiq Bey, Isaiah Stewart, everybody have a good time. Killian Hayes, this is awesome. Lose by one, doesn't matter. Get to the last place right now, and I'll officially sanction this tank. All right, a great story on the other side. Dan Hasty, he calls games for the West Michigan Whitecaps. Single-A affiliate of the Detroit Tigers got the call yesterday in the middle of the morning to hurry up and get to Detroit to fill in. We'll talk to him next on what it was like to be the voice of the Tigers on the Tigers Radio Network here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Anthony Bellino here on behalf of TwinSpires Online Sportsbook Racing and Casino. TwinSpires is now live in Michigan, and they're offering new players their best offer yet with up to $1,000 in risk-free bets. TwinSpires is backed by the same team as the Kentucky Derby and Churchill Downs Racetrack and brings over 140 years of tradition, excitement, and wagering experience. Whether you're an avid gambler or a first-timer, they've got your bets. Professional basketball and hockey are both in the second half of the season, and we just opened up professional baseball. So now is the time for new players in Michigan. Use TwinSpires and they'll give you 7 days of risk-free betting up to $1,000. You heard that right, $1,000 in one whole week to try out your luck. Basketball, baseball, hockey, golf, they've got it all, and you can do it all right from your phone. Download the TwinSpires Casino and Sportsbook app today and enter the promo code FREE1000 to participate. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit www.twinspires.com. Must be 21 years of age and older and physically present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
COVID-19 vaccinations are available daily at your local Meijer, now for anyone 16 or older. Text COVID to 75049 to register for your free vaccinations at Meijer and get updates to your phone. Please complete only one registration at one location. Additional entries will replace your previous registration and may increase your wait time. You can also talk to your Meijer pharmacist or visit clinic.meijer.com for more information. Remember, text COVID to 75049 to get started.
Your neighborhood Auto Value Auto Parts store, where service is the difference. We get it. Save this month on Philips Crystal Vision headlight bulbs starting at just $29.99. Trico Force wiper blades start at just $14.99. And True Fuel pre-mixed two-stroke engine fuels just $5.49. Shop online at myautovaluestore.com and save 15% on orders of $75 or more with the coupon code SPRING15. That's Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.